Thank you, Madam Vice President. We thank the expert mechanism for presenting the latest thematic study on the individual and collective dimensions of the right to development. We reiterate the centrality of this right as a fundamental human right, interlinked with and indivisible from other human rights. The operationalization and effective realization of this right is crucial in meeting human needs and promoting well-being of individuals, especially those in vulnerable situations. We appreciate the expert mechanism study for underscoring the close linkage between the right to development and the right to self-determination. The non-realization of the inalienable right to self-determination stands in the way of people's ability to contribute to and benefit from their own civil, political, economic, social, and cultural development. We also support the call for urgent and enhanced international cooperation to tackle the climate crisis based on the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, as well as the call for enhancing access to climate finance, technology, and capacity building. Madam Vice President, we hope that the working group's conclusions on the complementary relationship between individual and collective rights and holistic approaches, leveraging the right to development to advance all human rights, will encourage all states to engage on and enrich this important agenda. Thank you.